Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 27. I am so excited to be back online with you guys to share some highlights with you from the Rehab Your Life Virtual Summit. It was awesome. I'm going to be honest and tell you, I was stressed out though, because this was my first time doing a virtual summit, but it all came together. And, you know, there was a reoccurring theme throughout all of the speaker sessions. And that's what I want to talk about today. I feel like when I think about the different takeaways that I was able to gain from the summit experience as a whole, you know, from the upfront recordings to the marketing to the engagement, etc., there were several things that I was able to take away so that when we do this again, it will be at a even greater level. But I wanted today to just go through and highlight some of those takeaways. If you attended the online summit, we had a virtual, we had a website with some resources. And one of those resources was a handout that said, "I will rehab my life by." And the hopes was that you downloaded that, and as you're listening to the different sessions, whether it be a rehab your money, rehab your career, rehab your health, or rehab your relationships section, you were able to be able to jot down a few takeaways and be able to document how you feel like you were impacted by the summit and that you were encouraged. So you will be able to rehab your career by, rehab your money by, because there was a lot of tangible takeaways from what the speakers talked about. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, go through each one of the sessions and summarize it, if you will, in a statement or two. So the summit was a 2-day, Saturday, Sunday. Saturday from like about 9:30 until about 2, and Sunday from like 11:30 until 4. Jam-packed, lots of information. If you haven't had the opportunity to be able to watch the replay, you can go to my YouTube channel, which is under my name, Karen Malone, but it also does have the Rehab Your Life branding on that, and you're able to listen to all of the different sessions. So that's going to stay open for people to be able to go and listen to the replay for a period of time. So first up was myself. I presented on renewing your mind. And, you know, I opened it with renewing your mind as a process, but the journey is worth it. And I told a story about Paul in the Bible, how he had a destination to get to, and that no matter what was happening, he had to remember that you know, I'm called for a purpose. And so that's what this whole thing was about, was encouraging you to know that no matter what life looks like right now, that because you were called, there's a plan and a purpose for your life, that you're going to make it through this, the middle right now, because you can see the destination. And so in order to just be able to make it through each day, you have to renew your mind daily and bring to your remembrance that this isn't going to take me out, because I know that there's a destination for me to arrive at. So that's the premise, and that was how I started it out. Next, we had Colette Connor. She talked about rehabbing your relationships. And so kind of the gist of her presentation was that all of our relationships aren't perfect and that they might require rehab. And so she just listed some language that is tearing down your relationship. And then she gave you some suggestions for language that will build up your relationships. Then after her was Tiffany Mayfield. She talked about making money moves. And I thoroughly enjoyed her. I enjoyed all of the speakers, but I thoroughly enjoyed her presentation because she really talked about how you have to be smart about how you manage your money so that you can plan for your tax liability and you actually end up saving money in the long run. So she shared how, you know, people go to your Jackson Hewitts and some of these tax preparers, which are really just data entry clerks, versus going to a tax planner, which is going to talk to you about your whole situation and be able to show you how you can move money here and what you can do with that. So that way, at the end of the year, you actually are saving more money than you had to pay out in tax liability. So I thought that was awesome. Next up was Danielle Smith. She talked about the connection between your body and your mind is real and is what we are thinking about killing us. And so, you know, there's such a thing called somatic symptoms where your body could be hurting, like for real, but there's nothing physically wrong. The doctor is able to check out all different things. There's nothing physically wrong. 99% of the time, it's because our minds are so stressed that then our neck hurts and our shoulder hurts and our arm hurts. And it's because the things that we are thinking about has made an actual manifestation of pain in our body. And so that's so very powerful. So I thoroughly enjoyed her presentation as well. Kayshawn Brooks, she has a beauty company, and we talked about how her products can really address a lot of the different ailments that are out there, like eczema and dry skin and diabetes issues and things like that. So my takeaway from hers was that you can take control of your physical health and address the conditions that impact your skin. And so if this is something that you're dealing with, I definitely encourage you to listen to her presentation. Next up was Nyesha Davis. My takeaway from hers was get your credit together so that you can get the things in life that you desire. And so, you know, you got to play the game for the situation that you are in terms of this life, you know, using your money in a way that's going to benefit you through utilizing credit to get you where you want to be, but utilizing it wisely so that you can get the things in life that you desire, not overextending yourself, but living within your means. So then Natalie Price, we talked about the importance of insurance. And, you know, the takeaway was that you need to know what type of insurance you need for your situation, and also that certain types of insurance allow you to be able to create a nest egg for the future, whether for yourself or for your children and grandchildren. So then I talked with Void Bailey Burks. She and I talked about kind of that career family transition when I learned that you have a medical condition and, you know, life happens to the best of us, and that you have to learn how to make the transitions needed so that you can maintain your family and your career. There's a lot of people that really kind of get stuck once they get a diagnosis. They shut themselves off and it breaks down the communication within their family. people don't know how to help you, but they want to. You can't tell them how to help you. So her presentation was really awesome. So if you find yourself in that type of a situation where, you know, you're hiding from your family the different side effects and symptoms that you are experiencing because of a medical condition, we are encouraging you to open up and communicate, because people are there that want to help you. You just have to tell what it is that you need. So then next I talked with Lakeisha Harrell. I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation as well. We talked about, you know, different medical conditions and side effects and symptoms that cause you to have to kind of dress yourself in a different way. You know, certain medications cause you to sweat, certain things cause you to swell up. And so we just talked about how you are not your disability and that you can dress yourself in such a way that you are still repping your royalty, because the Bible says that we are of priests and that we have to represent in such a way. So again, I thoroughly enjoyed her and I conversation in reference to, you know, just the various undergarments and the things that you can utilize to support and still rep your royalty. And then Tarasha Adair, she talked about the power to heal with your words. And, you know, I don't know about you, if you listen to it, I loved that she was talking about you have to watch what you say. And if it ain't cute, keep your mouth on mute. And that just resonated with several people that was engaging in the chat. And, you know, we have to watch our mouths. We don't want to speak ill against anybody, but we also don't want to speak negative things towards ourselves. So we just have to be able to watch what we say and be in the counsel of God to know how to use our words. And next we have Consuela Nicole. She talked about having balance in your life and having an effective accountability partner, and that, you know, you can do all the things that you want to do. You just need to have balance and accountability. And then Parker Gilkison, she shared her story about having blood clot and being a young person who was not taken seriously when she went to the emergency room. And so she really stressed the need for you to be able to advocate for yourself in a medical situation. And so no matter if you are young or old, you know, the doctor is not the center of the world. This is your life, and you have to be able to learn to advocate, because it really could be a matter of life and death. And then Michael Turner, he was so gracious to step in when another speaker was not able to attend. And so he covered two sessions. And so the takeaway from both of those sessions was that you need to take time to learn about money. We have to be able to gain some financial literacy, so that way we can set ourselves up to be able to experience the life that we are supposed to be experiencing. But then he shared about how to protect your money and how to make it grow. Then Genesis Hall, she is a licensed clinical social worker. She talked about, you know, the need for us to be able to do the work in our relationships to detox those negative emotions and to start the healing process. Jessica Rowe, she talked about encouraging entrepreneurs to take the leap to entrepreneurship, but you also have to be prepared. So she gave some tips on how to set up your schedule and to also do your day job, but then also, you know, start on your entrepreneur journey. And we talked to Toni Davenport. She shared information on how to protect your employment situation by asking for help. And again, that's another thread that was constantly going through the summit, was to communicate. You have to be able to communicate your needs. And, you know, if you have to maintain that job and now you've been diagnosed with a medical condition, don't let fear creep in and think that, oh, I can't tell anybody on my job. There are protections and things in place for you for when you disclose information. You know, she shared what you can disclose and when you should disclose, and just really good session on how to protect your employment situation by asking for help. And then I wrapped up the whole summit with recognize medical trauma and get the support that you need for yourself. And so a lot of us have experienced medical trauma and we don't know it. We don't have the language for describing the anxiety that comes along with going to doctor's appointments, the anxiety and the fears that come along with, you know, getting into these machines and being poked and prodded. And really those things are a distraction and a hindrance to your healing. And so I shared things that you could take away to identify if you have experienced medical trauma and some ways that you can address it and also try to prevent it so that way you can just get back to living and rehab your life. So that was the 2 days of the Rehab Your Life virtual summit. It was awesome. I thank the Lord for the relationships that have been built through the summit. I look forward to a lot of the speakers continuing on to be community partners with me. And so if you need to get in contact with any of the speakers for any of the services that they offer, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I can get you connected with them. Or you can go to the website, which is the Rehab Your Life Virtual Summit Bitrix, which is bitrix.site, where it will have all of their contact information as well as their bio and any other information that you would need about them. If you want to work with me, just reach out to me. You can DM me on Instagram or Facebook. You can send me an email at rehabyourlife2@gmail.com. And I would love to work with you guys. So that's that. Now, I do want to share that I had started the series Being the Boss of You. But I feel like after the summit, the Lord has really kind of asked me to pivot and to really dig deep and start focusing on doing more work around renewing your mind. And so we're going to put a pin in the Being the Boss of You series because it's a little bit ahead of the work that you need to do foundationally in terms of renewing your mind. And so we will pick that series back up, but I'm going to pivot and be obedient and do the work to prepare for teaching on renewing your mind. So be on the lookout for additional trainings or workshops or however he decides that I'm going to share this information. But I am just grateful and thankful that he continues to communicate and to share with me what it is that he wants me to share with you. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here because I have some planning to do. If you do not have the Rehab Your Life 90-day planner, that is going to be a part of the Renewing Your Mind series. So I would encourage you to go to the website, rehabyourlife2.com, and order yours today. If you have not subscribed, liked, shared about the podcast or the website, please do. I really am focusing on building community. I want to be able to walk right alongside you as we all get our lives together. You know, it's a continual process. So even though I may be a little bit ahead of some of you in some areas, I'm still struggling just like you in other areas. And so, you know, this thing called life. So we're just going to rehab it together. And I thank you for your time. Be on the lookout for more information as we move forward. Thank you guys. And have a great rest of your day. I will see you next week.
This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.